भगवद्गीता 11.4 मन्य सेदित चक्यम मया दृष्टुमिति प्रभो योगेश्वर ततो मे त्वं दर्शयात्मानम् अव्ययम्। अर्जुन हैज प्रीफेस्ड हिज रिक्वेस्ट विथ थ्री अर्लियर वर्सेस एंड इन दिस वर्स ही मेक्स द रिक्वेस्ट। इन द प्रीवियस वर्सेस He makes it clear that his request is not originating from doubt about Krishna's supreme position. It is arising simply from the desire for deeper appreciation of Krishna's supreme position by means of a direct vision. And he also acknowledges the possibility that he may not be qualified for such a vision. And thus he phrases this as a very humbly put request. मन्यसे यदि तच्छक्यम, इफ माय डियर लॉर्ड इट इज पॉसिबल, मन्यसे इफ यू थिंक इट इज पॉसिबल फॉर मी, मन्यसे यदि तच्छक्यम मया द्रष्टुमिति प्रभो, इफ ओ लॉर्ड इट्स पॉसिबल फॉर मी टू सी मया द्रष्टुम योगेश्वर ततो मे त्वम। यू आर योगेश्वर, यू आर नॉट जस्ट अ योगी हु हैज मिस्टिक पावर्स, यू आर द लॉर्ड ऑफ ऑल योगीज, यू हैव सुप्रीम मिस्टिसिज्म विद इन यू, दैट मीन्स यू कैन actually reveal universal form if you so desire. Yogeshwar tato me tvam darshaya atmanam avyayam, darshaya atmanam avyayam. So please reveal to me your own glory. So here you are eternal, avyayam, atmana, your divine self, your transcendental self, that is eternal. So I recognize the eternity of that and I desire to behold this extraordinary form, O Lord. So in this connection, we see that approaching God requires humility. If you try to approach God with a demanding attitude, with an arrogant attitude, then we can't move forward. We need to recognize that Krishna is far greater than us. Krishna is the Supreme Being. We are his servants and we cannot have him at our beck and call. We cannot demand that he appear in front of us whenever we so desire, whenever we so demand. Arjuna is in a position far more exalted than ours. He is an advanced devotee and an intimate friend of the Lord. He is also in the personal presence of the Lord. And yet, despite having all these qualifications, he doesn't consider himself in a position to demand that the Lord show his form to him. He show the universal form. मन्यसे यदि तच्छक्यम्। इन द अर्ली डेज ऑफ द कृष्ण कॉन्शियसनेस मूवमेंट द डिवोटीज हु वर इंट्रोड्यूस्ड बाय श्रील प्रभुपाद एक्सपेक्टेड दैट यू नो दे आर प्रैक्टिसिंग सच अ रेडिकल लाइफस्टाइल गिविंग अप ऑल द forms of enjoyment that were common in the society that they were living in. They thought that such a radical commitment to God would also bring dramatic results, and they experience some dramatic results in terms of the capacity to give up sensual pleasures, but they also expected some paranormal, supernatural, divine visions. And when they did not get those visions, they were sometimes disappointed. So Hayagriva Prabhu was one such person, and he asked Srila Prabhupada once, "Swamiji, I've been chanting Hare Krishna now, following the four regulative principles for 6 months, and yet I have had no vision of Krishna. What is happening? When will I see Krishna?" So at that time, Prabhupada looked at him calmly, and Prabhupada opened the Bhagavad Gita to this verse and he said, "Read it." And he read the translation and just couldn't register. Prabhupada said, "Read it again." And he read it again, and then he says, "What has this got to do with my question?" That was the question in his mind. But then as he read it once again, he read the part here, "Manyase yadita chakya," "My dear Lord, if you think I am qualified, if you think it is possible for me to see the form, then you can show the form to me." So Prabhupada, so he understood. "Prabhupada, are you saying that I cannot demand from Krishna?" Prabhupada smiled and said, "Yes, that's right. It is Krishna's grace, and whenever Krishna chooses to have mercy on us, he will reveal his form. And now, whether it is the transcendent, whether it is universal form, or whether it is the two-handed form of Krishna, all such visions are rare. And a devotee desires but does not demand to see Krishna's form. If we don't even desire to see Krishna's form, then actually there is not, our devotion is not very deep. If we have love for someone, naturally we want to meet that person, we want to be with that person, we want to feel enlivened by that person's presence and grace and guidance. So, just, and then, so love naturally means, if we have love for Krishna, naturally we will want to behold his form. At the same time, we also need to recognize that love is not just a matter of doing what pleases us and expecting our beloved to do our bidding. And especially when we are in an asymmetric relationship. Bhakti is a relationship of, bhakti is a love of ecstatic asymmetry. That means, that we actually sometimes people feel that when they have to have a proper relationship, no, both of us should be equal partners. And then we discuss and we finalize things. And then we take our relationship forward. Yes, that is one modality of relationship. But in the relationship of bhakti with Krishna, Krishna is Vibhu, we are Anu. Krishna is Vijna, we are Mudha. Krishna is great, we are tiny. Krishna is wise, we are deluded by Maya. Krishna is Mayadhish, we are Mayadhin. He is the Lord of Maya, we are subordinated, we are caught in the clutches of Maya. And therefore, we can't demand that Krishna do this or do that. So, there is a huge asymmetry in the relationship. And yet, now when there is a power asymmetry, then often it's like the big country and a small country, or a big boss and an ordinary employee. Often the powerful person bullies the weak person. Powerful country bullies the weak country. But Krishna is the well-wisher of everyone. And Krishna's glories are infinite. And as devotees, we can delight in his glories. We can feast in his glories. And thus, we can move onwards steadily in our journey towards him and attain him. So, for us to appreciate Krishna's greatness means to recognize that Krishna will reveal himself by his will. And thus we let thy will be done, not mine, as it is said in the Bible. So, yes, that means we do have a will. It's not that we are simply robots acting according to a program. We do have our will. So as devotees, we can certainly desire to see Krishna, but we don't demand to see him. And by that humility, we please him. And if we persevere in the practice of bhakti, praying to Krishna to come closer to him, praying to Krishna to manifest in our heart, but not making our service conditional to that, the fulfillment of that request, then that attitude of surrendered dedication pleases him, and in due course, he reveals himself to us. Thank you.